welcome to your Whistle Stop Wood. I mean, Whistle Stop Wooden. Whistle Stop Week. Words are so hard. I'm your host, Mark Turner, and I'm joined by four panellists who have cut short their summer vacations to record this special episode. On one side of the table, back from a national brewery tour, regular team skipper Carrie Simerson.
I totally knew that was going to be me.
I know. And with Carrie getting her breath back after spending last week in London inflating a large baby-shaped balloon, Laura Urich. On the other side of the table, just back from her national comedy store tour, Melody Clemmer.
I shaved my legs for this.
Oh, thank you. I can tell as you're rubbing up against me. And playing with Melody.
Sure.
He won't tell us where he's been, our other regular team captain, but he stinks of vodka and is sporting a suspicious-looking hammer and sickle tattoo. Mark Vaz.
Das Verdanya, comrade.
Well, thanks for joining me, guys, for this summer special. Team names. So, ladies, do you want to go first?
Banshees.
Okay, Banshees. Yep, like it. Excellent. Very good. And Bars and Melody, what do you guys have?
M&M.
M&M like the candy or M&M like the rapper or yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. Very good. So we have Banshees against M&M. Obviously, you guys are in good moods this summer because you've given me some easy team names to deal with, so I appreciate that.
Wait, will you guys rap all of your answers?
Not as far as you know.
They'll be angry with them, though.
Only the one-word answers.
They'll wrap them, they'll put bows on them, everything. All right, so we start off with round one because that seems like a good place to start. And that means we start with headlines.
Yay.
Headlines, our new favourite round, which is where I provide each team with three headlines, two of which are stinking, rotten, utter lies. The other is an accurate headline. It is legit. It is real. But the teams have to determine which of those three headlines...
Fake news.
...is correct. So, let's go ahead and start with Banshees. Here are your three headlines. California Governor Jerry Brown...
That's a lie. That's not the governor of California.
He was a governor of California when I was a kid when I lived there.
Right.
And then he's back. I'm like, what the hell? Do you have nothing better to do with your time?
Term limits.
Anyway, meanwhile, I'm back at the ranch.
But California, they're exempt from all the rules.
Oh, God, it's so good to be back. California Governor Jerry Brown mandating that schools show students gay sex. That's your first headline or head lie. Second, thousands sign up to drink red liquid from 2,000-year-old mysterious black sarcophagus found in Alexandria. And your third headline, Florida man arrested for tranquilizing and raping alligators in the Everglades.
Okay, Florida man, first of all, is like the Twitter phenomenon, right?
Right, and everything Florida man can be true.
Florida man in general.
Never disbelieve a Florida man headline.
Like that guy on the hood of the car?
Huh? Crickets.
Like who?
You didn't hear about the guy in the hood of the car? There's this guy driving down the highway.
Was it a Florida guy?
Yeah, he was in Florida. And he looks over and there is a dude on the highway on the hood of the car.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, that's not in your list of stories, is it? I can't believe it. But anyway, and you sure hear the 911 call. He's on the hood of the car. He's like, hello? I'm on the hood of my girlfriend's car. Actually, she's stealing it. And I was wondering if you could come and get me. Where are you? I really don't know. I'm currently traveling on highway something or other. I'm like... Dude, so calm.
I don't know where I am, but I'm going at about 65 miles an hour.
And the breeze going up my shorts is awesome.
Because
it's fucking hot here. Anyway, meanwhile.
All right, so Florida man stories are generally true.
Absolutely.
I mean, even in San Francisco, it seems like the mandating public school showing of gay sex. You don't even get public school showing of gay sex.
Yeah. No.
So that's got to be false. That's a total lie.
I signed up for the other one.
Yeah?
The red liquid thing?
You signed up for the red liquid.
Oh, that was it. I was trying to remember the poor middle child. I never remember that one. Oh, I don't have one.
Yeah, so we have the gay sex being shown in schools in California.
Total false. Liquid.
On the other seaboard, we have a Florida man tranquilizing and raping alligators. And then we're all the way over in Egypt for our third story.
That's like...
Folks wanting to drink...
You said Alexandria. I thought that's Virginia.
No, it's Egypt.
Oh, I thought meant Virginia too.
It's a port in Egypt.
Which I thought it was false because I don't know of any sarcophagi in Virginia.
You can date any sarcophagi.
And it sounds like something from like Stargate, so no, it's got to be false.
Well, they're going to open it.
Are they going to open it?
They are going to open it.
I thought, have they MRI'd it yet?
No, but the cat scanned it.
Don't they know that ghosts will fly out and your faces will melt off?
I can't wait. I want to see Tote melt. I've been
Don't look! Anyway, sorry.
Should we go with Florida Man?
Florida Man.
That is always a safe bet. Let's see what Eminem thinks.
So that's the only true one that they're saying?
One of these is true, and that's the one that they're suggesting is true. Do you agree with them? Or do you want to go in a different direction?
No, I'm going
to. Just to remind you, points are on the line.
Well, yeah.
Just several months.
Yeah. I feel like the Florida Man is like almost too easy. Like everyone would believe anything out of Florida.
Thing is, I don't know if there's any red liquid in the sarcophagi.
It would be weird if there was liquid.
Yes. Can you see colors through MRIs, or would they only know liquid?
Considering they haven't done an MRI, they've only done
Have they done a tiny little tap like you do on a barrel-aged beer and just dribble some out and then plug it back up?
No, because that would let all the ghosts out, too.
Yeah.
No, it's Florida guy. I'm betting.
Okay, Florida man.
So you're going with Florida guy as well?
Yes, indeed.
That means you don't get points if we're right. You realize that.
No, we guessed that you were right, so we get points as well.
So everyone's hating on California, and you should. That is a head lie. That is not the correct headline. Mm-hmm. So well done, both teams. So we're left with Florida versus Egypt. And I'm sorry to tell you both, but you should have gone Egypt.
Seriously?
Yes, they actually have opened up the mysterious black sarcophagus. And there is red liquid in it. And
you can drink it?
Well, that's yet to be found. But thousands of people have signed a petition to drink the red liquid found in a 2,000-year-old sarcophagus, which is mental.
What do they think it's going to do for them or to them?
They don't know, but they thought perhaps some of the remains found in the sarcophagus were that of Alexander the Great. But now they just think it was perhaps some of his warriors. So I guess people are thinking if they were to ingest this red liquid, they might take on some of the properties of ancient warriors. So
how much red liquid is there?
I don't know the volume, but I saw pictures, and it's a lot.
So this sounds a little bit too much like Blood of Christ. Well, and at the same time, I'm thinking it's possible natural selection. So it might not be a horrible idea.
I'm okay with it.
Let me drink that old shit and see if I turn into a superhero or if I just die a horrible death.
I think anyone who signed that petition should absolutely be given a shot. Fill up a hydraulic needle. Let's go for it. Did I say hydraulic? Hypodermic.
I think you should do it by a hydraulic needle. For sure.
That velocity.
I like the fact that I was like, I've been following this, and I did not hear that they had opened it. Yeah. So I was like, no way.
Yeah.
So I just looked. New York Post calls it, and I quote, mummy juice.
Mummy juice.
We need to start a whole new line of energy drinks.
That reminds me, I heard a great story today. They were saying, I guess the FDA has said now that you can no longer call anything that hasn't, any milk that hasn't been collected from an animal that lactates, milk. So you can't call almond milk milk anymore. You can't call soy milk milk. And so, you know, coffee shops in particular are losing their minds because they're going to have to come up with another name now for those products. People were suggesting, you know, maybe almond extract or maybe almond juice. Somebody suggested maybe nut juice. And that was quickly headed off at the pass.
Yeah, I have a vintage box from Velveeta. And don't ask me why. We just collect weird stuff in my house. And it says cheese-like product. Oh, that's what they need to... This is a milk-like product.
I wonder if they can even say milk-like.
They have to.
So almond milk-like.
Well,
almond, a milk-like product.
Just call it like Klim. That's milk backwards.
That would be awesome.
And then the dyslexic people don't see the change.
I wish the Florida story had been correct, but it was a story that had been generated by Hustlers, which is an infamous satire entertainment website. Oh. And evidently they hit Twitter with enough velocity that you guys were all taken in. So,
well, we know it was happening. It just hasn't been reported yet in Florida.
Right.
According to Laura, it is happening. All right, so Eminem, here's your three headlines. Which two are headlines, and which is the correct headline? Man with world's longest fingernails finally cuts them after 66 years. Elon Musk leaves Tesla to start digital currency company. And Hawaii's... I'm going to apologize here to any of our Hawaiian listeners. Hawaii's Kelayuli. Let's go with Kelayuli. Volcano is literally raining gemstones.
Gemstones.
Okay, so real quick, when you mispronounced that, I thought immediately of Grumpy Old Men 2. You ever see that movie?
Uh-uh.
Oh my God, the end of it is hysterical because he's like pronouncing... He's like picking up on this woman. And he's like, I've been to Hawaii. And she's like, really? What island? He's like, come on, I want to lay ya.
It is the danger of taking stories from all over the world. Yeah, it does make for interesting reading. Anyway, so a man with longest fingernails finally cuts them after 66 years. Yes. Elon Musk leaving Tesla to start a digital currency company. And the unpronounceable Hawaiian volcano literally raining gemstones.
I don't know if I want to trust you. Because so let's hear why you think the fingernail thing.
Because he has a Twitter handle now.
But you said you were following the sarcophagus, and that was wrong.
Can I just say the most vital word in the sentence he gave you there was now, because previously he couldn't use Twitter because his nails were too long.
Exactly.
Good one, Mark. That's awesome.
That's why.
Well, I need to
how do you tweet when you're driving with your fingernails? No, you voice text to Twitter.
This guy can't even drive because his fingernails are so long. Yes, and we've read your stuff. Hey, I'm going to meet you all down.
Karen uses the voice feature on Twitter to disguise the fact that she's perpetually drunk or hungover. It's just the voice thing.
I'm a karaoke, and that's why you heard Duran Duran in the background of my text.
Well, the last one you did, it just sounded like a dog whistle.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. It's awesome.
What are you thinking? Because I don't think it's Musk.
And then what was the Hawaiian island raining down gemstones?
Kelayuli volcano is literally raining gemstones.
Literally.
It's erupting and literally raining gemstones, allegedly.
Well, I do love glitter and gemstones, so I feel like I would hear about that. So I guess I'll trust my partner. And
partner first is always a good thing.
Yeah, we're getting places.
So you're sure you're not going to pull out?
I've given my consent.
Not when the beer's in my mouth, damn it.
Well, this is very sexual.
Is this your first instance?
This is my first group thing.
Oh, it's not going red. Okay, so we're going with nails.
We'll go with nails.
We're going to miss the nails. Okay.
So Banshees. I don't think that can be correct, because if you have 67-year-old nails, there's no way you're cutting them. You're like sawing them or you're hacking them.
Well, I think cut could be probably interchangeable.
You're getting like a saber-toothed tiger to chew them off, but you are definitely not cutting them. So I feel like inaccuracy in that headline makes it false.
But in the future, I think you should open a nail salon called Saber-Toothed Tiger.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll have glitter.
Yes. And teeth.
I would think it's the gemstones. I know that the rock came out of that and hit the boat, the tourist boat, but...
Because Elon Musk, that would be like headline news. We would all know about that.
Yes.
And he's friggin' Elon Musk.
He tell everybody.
He did his currency thing with PayPal.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
We're going
with Jules.
He's not quitting Tesla.
Why would you quit Tesla? How much money has he already made there?
Yeah, but he's on the hook.
So we're going nails versus Jules.
Yes. Right, the family Jules.
Well, again, you were both absolutely right to sidestep the Tesla story. That is a head lie. Leaving us with fingernails and Jules. And one of you is right.
Two of us are right.
And it's the fingernails.
Yay!
Told you.
You redeemed yourself.
See, look at me go. You didn't even know me.
Why would you do that?
So I may give fractions of points to the Banshees, because that volcano that I can't pronounce is erupting, and it is spitting out lava, and when the lava cools, people are finding crystals inside of it. But the volcano itself is not raining gemstones. And in fact, the green rock inside of the lava is not a gemstone. It's a very common
mineral.
Mineral, cool. Thank you. Yes, called olivine.
I thought it was
kryptonite.
It is not sparkly. It is not kryptonite.
And it's not raining down. How are you going to give them points?
Well, because I'm...
Because we're cute.
Because they're banshees and your friends are going to scream at you.
I don't take that this seriously. I don't take this that seriously.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, yes, the fingernails were correct. Shira Chilai of Pune, India, hasn't cut his fingernails on his left hand since 1952. The 82-year-old record holder managed to get his nails to grow a collective length of about 29 feet and 10 inches.
Ooh.
Before being... You really should Google this and look for the pictures, folks. No. Before being officially honoured by Guinness Book of Records in November 2014. But he decided to cut away an important part of his life earlier this week when he flew to New York to have his nails removed by a doctor. The nails are now on display at the Ripley's Believe It or Not Auditorium in Times Square.
I want to see that guy go through the PSA.
I don't even like other people's toenail clippings. I can't imagine 29 feet of some dude's... old dude's fingernails.
Might I suggest, though, that all of those people who signed up to drink that red liquid can sign up to, like, have little bits of toenail.
Kind of nibble on them?
Fingernail.
So he did get paid very handsomely, so I guess he's set up for the rest of his life, which at his age is...
like 3 weeks.
I mean, in India, that's like $10.
Exactly,
you know,
yeah.
For a while, absolutely. He's good.
Okay, end of round one. Points. Well, I think Eminem were the only ones to actually nail a story. So
yeah.
Congratulations. You guys on 15 points. Ladies, I feel like I need to throw you a bone, but we can do that after the recording. Round two! That was the week that was, which is what?
Redundant.
My favourite round! You couldn't even do that for me on my birthday. Such arseholes.
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey shit.
Here we go, Bars, just for you. This is where we take a headline from news in the past.
God! Just makes my head explode.
A notable moment in time. And we ask our teams to determine what year the headline is taken
from. But are we going to have news from the future sometime? Please tell me.
We shall in season three.
Yes.
Somehow I'm going to engineer that.
Awesome.
We can certainly do that. Okay. So let's start with Eminem as the Banshees kicked off our last round. Eminem, here is your headline. What's the year? Disneyland opens July 17th. What year?
Okay. Disneyland.
Disneyland.
So from California.
Yep. That's the first one.
Correct.
Is before I was born.
Before I was born, too. So we're talking 1830s.
I'm glad you said it.
If I hadn't, Turner would have.
isn't it the 50s? I'm thinking the 50s.
It's 59.
You know? You're always so confident, and I trust you because you're so confident.
Yeah.
59.
It's that confidence he's drawn women in with many a time. He's like flypaper.
Yeah, but do they stay?
No. That's because I got rid of... Never mind.
Okay. So you think 59.
I'm thinking 59.
And you're just like, yes.
I'm thinking... When he mentioned that, I was like, that's 59.
Okay.
Yes. I'm not 100% sure.
Have either of you been to Disneyland?
Yes. A number of times.
I don't remember an established sign. You know, I'm good with the photographic. I don't remember, like, established 1959.
Yeah, it's bizarre when you have these characters with these large bodies and these oversized heads kind of waddling around the park scaring children. When did they let you out, Bars?
Yeah.
That one?
59, go to the next question.
59. You're set on 59. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so when did he run out of money from just making shows and he needed to get more money?
From just making shows?
Just making his drawings.
Drawings.
Do you mean animated moving pictures?
Yes, the animated moving pictures.
I wish you asked Disney World because I'm pretty darn sure that's 1970.
It's a little after that, actually.
Really?
Yeah, only a couple of years after it. Good guess, though. Really good guess.
Because it's about the same age as me.
So Disneyland, 59.
59 is too early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go 65.
All right. I mean, a couple years before Florida, you made enough scratch out.
You're
going to
make you points for proximity, aren't you? So what do you say, 59 against 65?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So points for proximity is actually fairly straightforward. I thought you said a different year, And had you done so, you might have gotten the points.
Damn you.
55.
Oh! 55.
Yes, so points go to Eminem. Good job, guys.
Awesome.
Well done. July 17th.
55. I can't believe.
She was just slurring that first.
It's a great strategy to start at 1900 and say every year. Then you have a guess. That way you can say, without lying, I said that year. But yes, 1955 and Disney World was 71.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
I went there in 75 for the
Can
first
we get
time.
Points for oh. Disney World since she was so close?
I was really close.
Close.
One but, year. Yeah, one
she,
year.
She was close. Just give her the points and then subtract the difference in mileage.
Yes, the 17. Get this, guys. $17 million theme park. $17 million in 1955. I can't decide that's a lot. Or not that much. I suppose that's quite a lot, isn't it?
That's a lot now, even to
well,
me.
Well, if you consider the property, just the land in that
I don't
day
think
and
the
age.
Land was worth an awful lot. I think that's also the same con yeah. that Walt Disney pulled in Florida as well,
mm-hmm.
Taking that up land that no one really wanted.
Do you know how many sets of ears they've sold at Disneyland?
How many pairs do you have?
He needs to answer first.
How many pairs of ears have they sold in Disneyland?
Yep.
I don't know. 20 million.
Huh. I don't know either.
That's
but
fantastic.
Someone should Google it and send us the answer.
Please.
Yes, exactly.
That would be good. So yeah, built on 160 acres of former orange groves in Anaheim, California. And as Carrie was saying, Disney, of course, was involved in animation and them pesky moving pictures. In 1928, his first short film. Anyone know what that was called?
Steamboat Mickey.
Steamboat Willie. Good job, Laura. Yes, Steamboat Willie. It, of course, did star Mickey Mouse. Anyone know
what the hell Willie is?
You know what a Willie is, Carrie.
Frozen with Walt's head somewhere.
Does anyone know in the first animated Steamboat Willie movie who provided the voice of Mickey?
Walt
Disney.
Very good, yeah. Walt Disney.
Willie Disney.
yes, hey, but the company initially, Disney initially struggled financially because Walt Disney had very high standards and insisted on really improving the artistic and technical quality of movies as they produced one after another. The first feature-length cartoon was, again, anyone know? First feature-length cartoon.
Feature-length.
And everything, yeah, feature-length.
Snow White. So,
yeah.
Whoa!
In 1939.
Did you take the Disney class when you were in school?
I did. Well, that was from high school that I remember it from. Yeah.
I was going to say the one where he's a wizard. And
no,
it's
that's
super
later.
Fantasia.
Harry Potter.
Fantasia.
Fantasia, yeah.
You're a wizard, Mickey! anyway, it took 3 years to complete, which back in the day, well, I suppose even by today's standards is quite long. But
and it even scared people. Like, adults left
yes.
the theater terrified.
Yes, yeah.
Why did
Snow
they leave?
White?
That's scary in the forest, with it, and maybe they had a thing with dwarves. I don't know. But
thank God they're not watching Game of Thrones.
Anyway, the park opened the summer of 55. Special invitations were sent out for the opening of Disneyland. Unfortunately, the pass was counterfeited rather easily, and thousands of uninvited people were admitted into the park on the opening day. And the park was not ready for the public, certainly not on those numbers. Food and drink ran out. A woman's high-heeled shoe got stuck in wet asphalt on Main Street.
Nice.
And the Mark Twain steamboat nearly capsized from too many passengers.
Ooh.
Mm. So we know that in 65, work began on an even bigger Disney theme park, which, of course, now we all know as Disney World.
That's what Laura meant when she said 65.
What's That's notable right. about Disney World as it relates to Walt Disney himself? I mean, an interesting piece of trivia, I suppose.
Good Lord.
It was opened in 71.
Was that the year he died?
He had died before that. He actually died in 66. So although, of course, he had a hand in most every aspect of the park, he wasn't alive to see it open.
He wasn't allowed? Listen to you.
He wasn't alive.
Oh, I thought you said allowed to see it open. No, you shall not go in.
He wasn't allowed either.
We're killing you.
God said, I'm not sending you back just for that.
But he will be back to see it.
Indeed, one of these days. Do we know how many Disney parks there now are on the planet? And you will get massive points for it. It might even pull you back, Banshees.
Seven.
Seven is your guess? Okay, good guess.
Five.
is the right answer.
Yeah.
Disneyland, Disney World, Euro Disney, or Disneyland Paris, Disneyland Tokyo, and in 2006, the latest park, which is in
China,
Hong Kong. Yeah, very good. Well done. Yeah.
I was going to say Tatooine.
So the original Disneyland hosts more than 14 million visitors a year, who spend close to $3 billion. Banshees, your headline. Okay, US President FDR nominated for an unprecedented third term, July 18th. What year? Guys, why don't you throw them off the scent? Because Bars may know this one, so...
Bars thinks he knows this one. I'm pretty confident.
So you can do that. You can...
Okay.
Mess with each other.
What, just shout out years? 1862,
49, 36. Hike! I was trying to count. 12, 49.
Yes, FDR came after.
Don't
he
help
was,
them.
He
don't
was
help them.
The First World War.
Who? FDR.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably full of shit.
I always wonder what the listeners are doing when they hear this. They hear this like bullshitting going on. They're shouting at their.
Yeah, 50s.
I mean, his middle name is Delano, so it's definitely not like 60s, 70s.
No. Did I say Delano? Did I try to make him Italian?
Yes,
I think so.
Delano! Come on, how you doing? Hey, Paisan, why don't you stand
so,
up?
July 13th of what year?
With that lost our Italian listeners.
Why did he get a third? Because he took over for someone that was dead. So someone died, and he stepped in, and then he got two full terms, if I remember right, which is never the case. But
this is my favorite part of the show, hearing a professor and a pisshead.
Oh!
You guys can decide which.
No, I'm just getting the stink out. You're the professor in case you're confused.
And they call beer piss in England, so.
Yes, you know that.
It's not a
horrible.
You're
pissed or you're pissed up. Yeah, it's not like it pissed. Right, piss and pissed here are more like angry,
right?
Okay, yeah.
So.
Election year. But I'm a communication professor.
I
and I'm a professional piss head.
I thought it was your lexicon. So, teaching that in class tomorrow.
So who died? Was it who died that he took over for?
Well, they're saying the beginning of his third.
And he, oh, remember he had a wheelchair that was super old fashioned. Mm. It was like wicker. So it was
old fashioned. It was off the top.
Exactly. Yes.
I think we that might be closer in the third. Maybe by the third time it was the 40s. So they go by 4 year increments.
Yeah, but that's
we're learning so
off.
Much.
You can't measure by that. Because a few people died.
But the third time he was nominated would have had to be in a 4 year increment. So
yeah, depending on when you start thinking.
But July isn't.
But back from
okay, ladies, I need to press you for an answer.
So what month was it, by the way, Mark? What
my,
month was
my
it?
My next birthday is coming around.
Exactly,
so.
Yes. What month was it?
July 18th. So okay. He was nominated.
He's nominated.
Oh, nominated.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, so then he would have been.
And I will tell you, he did
year,
go on to complete that third term.
So he was nominated and then voted in the same year? Yes. We're going to go with 19...
16.
1942.
1942. What was the question again?
Franklin Delano.
That's when you asked the question. And here we are.
Okay, 42. 42 is an excellent guess. Is it really, truly excellent? We shall find out. Let's see what M&M's have to say.
I remember when he did this.
You're not that old.
It was
1943. 43. Melody, you're being very quiet there.
She was a communication major. You know, I don't know if you know, this. She was my student.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
No wonder she's a bartender now.
That hurt both of us.
Now we're going to be on a team together.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So do you think that factors into your stand-up stuff? The whole communication nonsense.
Does it help my stand-up?
Yeah.
Well, Laura helped it a lot.
Because she comes and cheers. She's the one audience member when the MC says, okay, we're going to put this person through to the next round based upon noise that the crowd makes. And Laura's got clapperboards. Boombox.
Because when I came to class pissed, she would have to take over.
Pissed as in you were drunk?
Well, I'm using your language now.
This is great. One American at a time. Okay. So we have 42 against 43.
Yes.
Points for proximity is going to be a bitch on this occasion. 1940, period.
Shit.
Oh, we're closest.
Oh, yeah, we are. 1940? And we knew it was an even year because it has to be every 4 years. Woo!
No, but the thing is that he would be nominated for the election that would happen
in November.
In an odd numbered year for this, for his term that would start over. The even numbered year.
Well, he wouldn't take office, wouldn't it be till January?
Yeah, which okay. would be...
Which would be the even, the odd-numbered year. Anyway, he was nominated July 18th, 1940.
But elections are always in odd...
Well, let me give you the timeline here. So FDR first took office in 1933 as America's 32nd president.
Because someone died?
It doesn't say, oh. And I don't know your history well enough to care.
or America.
Before we go on to his additional terms, though, he has a connection to a prior president.
Teddy Roosevelt.
That's his cousin, isn't it?
It was a cousin, yes. Very good. Cousin. Fifth cousin. Yep, Teddy Roosevelt.
Fifth?
Fifth.
That's hardly cousins. They could actually have kids together and be fine.
Except they're both men.
I wasn't quite sure how to delicately tackle that particular subject. Anyway, yes, Teddy was president in 1901. So, anyway, FDR's... He won his second term, excuse me, in 1936. And on July 18th, 1940... He was nominated for a third presidential term at the Democratic Party convention in Chicago. Now, a lot of people gave him criticism for running again because even though there wasn't a statute at the time, it wasn't in law, there was an unwritten rule in American politics that no U.S. president should serve more than two terms. The custom dated back to the country's first president, George Washington, who in 1796 declined to run for a third term in office. Nevertheless, Roosevelt believed it was his duty to continue serving and lead the country through the mounting crisis in Europe, where obviously Hitler's Nazi Germany was on the rise. So his story's not over, but currently we're in his third term. Before we move on to the rest of the story, that's had a very...
Meanwhile.
Yes, Paul Harvey. The rest of the story. Let's talk a little bit about Roosevelt's presidency. So he did... His presidency spanned an important time in American history. Do we... Anyone know what that was?
W-W-2?
No,
well, yes.
Depression.
That was toward the end, thank you. Yes, that was towards the end of his presidency. But yes, the Great Depression. And so he did some things during his time to try and counteract that. Anyone know what those...
Social Security.
That is, I would say, probably the number one. Yes, Social Security Act of 1935, which guaranteed pensions to millions of Americans and set up a system of unemployment insurance to ensure that the federal government would help care for dependent children and the disabled.
Was he in a wheelchair?
Yes.
He was.
Why was he in a wheelchair?
Polio.
Good.
Lazy.
Answer. Lazy.
Sympathy vote.
Sympathy vote.
He had stock in wheelchairs.
He was good friends with Churchill. What were one of the things that he felt bound him to Churchill?
Cigars?
No, he did not handcuff him to his wheelchair. What did we learn about Churchill in an earlier season, people?
Did we learn something about Churchill?
He's a Brit.
And
he's related to him.
He's a Brit and he's a...
Lollipop eater.
Capricorn.
A piss head.
He's a Capricorn.
What'd you say?
A piss head.
He's certainly half English.
They were both Geminis.
He's part American.
He is. Churchill's
mother
was American.
Oh.
He's American, yes.
Ooh.
Makes sense.
I love it when I tell you a fact for the second time and you respond like it's the first one. Yeah,
it technically is. We don't listen to this fucking show.
I hear that FDR was afraid of fear.
So, Bart, I saw you raise those eyebrows of yours, those bushy eyebrows of yours, and when I suggested that FDR ran for a third term, that was clearly a surprise to you. So you're going
he just
to be
didn't know he won.
Very shocked to know he ran for a fourth term.
Yeah.
He actually had four terms. As the President of the United States, the only one ever to do so.
Are you sure?
I am quite sure. In 1944, he defeated New York Governor Thomas Dewey for a fourth term in office. However, he was unable to complete his full term. Mm-hmm. Fourth term, why?
He croaked.
Yes, there's a theme here, isn't there?
Yes, he's dead.
Disney didn't see his
plan. A lot of death.
FDR died, yes. In 1945, he died at the age of 63. In case President Trump is listening to this podcast... Because one of the hashtags we always use is
what else does he have to do?
Just in case it catches his attention.
Is what?
One of the hashtags we use is Fox, just in case it catches his attention.
That's F-O-X, not the word you're not supposed to say on the radio.
Yes, that isn't my English accent. Shortening vowels. On March 21st, 1947, Congress passed the 22nd Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which stated that no person...
can run for more than
two terms.
Exactly. Actually... It's more than 10 years, isn't it?
It's that no person can be elected to the office of president twice.
Yes. Elected, twice. Yeah, because you can take over as VP.
Appointed, followed by two elections.
Yes, exactly. Speaking of presidents.
Gross.
Goodness. Wow, there's the headlines that grab you. At the end of round two. That was a good round. So, yes, so Banshees, you points for proximity. Actually, on both occasions?
No,
M&M's, you got the first points for proximity.
Yeah.
So I guess it's going to be all square. It's that second round. So M&M's, you guys currently sit at 28 points. And Banshees with 18.
Awesome.
Just 10 points in it. Just 10 points in it. Going into the final round.
I can't wait till we actually do a live YouTube of this so people can actually see that you have no fucking clue what the points are. You're like,
I thought you wrote it down or something. Yeah.
Number 18. And you guys have blue.
My whole basis is invariably Carrie's going to be losing at this point in the competition. What's the number I can give her where she's still excited to play? Final round.
Last call.
This is where we rattle through headlines from the last.
Did you actually write
weeks?
Stuff down?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
we have really nice people here.
I actually printed
She's
it out.
A
I
communications
felt...
graduate.
I felt I thought it was doing well because I actually printed it out this time. I was like, okay, I've seen those. Just let them talk now.
This is where we rattle through the headlines of the last couple of weeks, taking out a word or words and asking our panelists to insert words that are funny, and if not funny, then at least accurate. First headline.
I'm going to get in so much trouble for this one.
Donald Trump says he gave...
Dick.
What? And I'm going to finish the headline, and we'll go around the table in an orderly fashion, because I'm sure you all have something to add here. Donald Trump says he gave what in Putin's summit, but offers no specifics on talks. Bars, what were you saying?
Dick.
Okay.
Typical. I just said Donald Trump says he gave up.
Oh, see, cerebral.
I have a PG answer and our answer. PG would be he gave him a promise ring.
Oh, that's good.
The other ones he gave him a cock ring?
Sure.
Oh my God. Donald Trump says he gave him the hugest blowjob ever. Oh. It was huge. It was bigger than any other blowjob in the world.
It was the best.
Believe me. You know, wouldn't that be the best thing in the world to get a blowjob from Donald Trump?
No.
Because he has such tiny hands, your penis would look enormous.
I don't even have...
Blowjobs use your mouth.
I don't want a blowjob.
Deadpool reference. Nice job.
What's that melody? Blowjobs what?
Use your mouth.
Not when they're this big. You need the hands also.
Oh, God.
As Donald Trump's blowjob.
Jeez.
The correct answer is up nothing. He gave up nothing, he suggests. After the two-hour meeting with Putin in Helsinki, Finland, he said, "When you hear the fake news talking negatively about my meeting with President Putin and all that I gave up, remember, I gave up nothing." On Twitter, strangely enough, "We merely talked about future benefits for both countries. Also, we got along very well, which is a good thing, except for the corrupt media."
Yes.
There you go. What impales woman in chest at Maryland Beach?
I wanted to say lawn dart. Because I miss those.
They're starting dropping from the 1970s.
Exactly, yes.
The
but
last
I know what it is.
Thrown.
It's a straw from a frou-frou drink.
Oh, yes. That's good.
One of the last straws from Starbucks.
Last straws landing.
We're going to have one episode where all of your answers need to be connected to alcohol. This
they already
episode,
are.
Yes, very close.
I said a rock lobster.
Bang, 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 bang.
That's actually almost as creative as the real answer.
Umbrella.
Yes, beach umbrella.
So she died?
Yes.
I only heard this today. No, she didn't. She was added to the hospital and...
Now she has a new way of travel. Yeah, just open up the umbrella.
Umbrella.
Yes, exactly. It was Mary Poppins.
Totally Mary Poppins, but she's flying from her chest.
PG-15.
Yes.
Do you think her insurance was Travelers?
It happened last week, too, to another chick.
It did. That's right. It was New Jersey on that occasion.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that was a hit.
Speaks from experience.
Yep.
Trump greeted in England by 650-foot what?
Dick.
Pussy.
I wasn't there.
Which he grabbed.
Yes. 650-foot pussy, and then he grabbed it.
Ladies?
This is actually my favorite headline of all of these.
It's great, isn't it?
Friggin' awesome.
Go with it. Go with it. Yeah.
So, a crop circle that an artist had basically rented the field from a farmer to carve in. Is it carved? Mow in?
Mow in, yes.
Mow in, fuck Trump in Russian. Mm-hmm. Except the word fuck actually means whore.
It translates as whore, yes.
Nice.
This giant, like, if he would have looked down, he probably...
I'm sure he can read
well,
Russian.
The reason that he selected that particular field is because it was the flight path for Trump's helicopter en route to meeting Prime Minister May.
As he passed the baby. He has to be so mad. Can you just see him, like, pounding his fists on the chair in the helicopter?
Yes, but it would...
Mow it down, Daddy!
But the thing is, it would be really, really high-pitched because they're such small fists. It should be like, bing, 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 bing.
That was magnificent. England gave him quite the welcome, didn't they, with the crop circles and the baby, the inflatable baby. Unbelievable. I mean, talk about a cool mayor. A mayor of London that says, sure, you can fly that thing for a couple of hours.
Yeah, absolutely.
Magnificent.
And then he just goes off and just starts just cutting off the Queen. And
Did you notice as well that he bypassed London?
Yes.
He almost entirely avoided London. They changed his itinerary.
So he didn't have to see
anything. Prime Minister May, which ordinarily would have been at Downing Street, was obviously her private residence, out of the city. Windsor Castle is where he took tea with the Queen, not Buckingham Palace, because obviously he knew that all of the demonstrations were going to be there. So fragile is his ego. 12 kids and a coach all rescued from...
The Oval Office.
That's when you say that. That was my first
thought. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think they were rescued from playing soccer.
Oh! I had a great joke about that, which is that the kids were rescued, and then the Liverpool Football Club decided to send them more jerseys, and somebody on Twitter said, "Haven't the kids suffered enough?"
12 kids and the coach were rescued from a podcast with Mark Turner.
Oh! I'm liking her more.
There's a second joke in there about how many kids and their coach can you fit in a podcast studio.
There we go.
Or inside Mark Turner.
Oh!
I'm going to give you the answer now very quickly. You all know it's Cave in Thailand. Mm-hmm. It's a huge story since we've been off air. If anyone want to give us the details? Who happened to be under a rock.
They went into a cave, it rained, they couldn't get out.
No, it's actually kind of sweet. When he was in there with him, he was having them meditate and things to be stay calm. And he
teaching them Buddha's meditation in the dark.
Yes.
Travis Pastrana lands three of whose iconic jumps? Do you know this one? Is it because this is an Italian? You have to know it.
No. I grew up with this guy. I had the toy.
Oh, yeah.
Tanya Harding? You had a Tanya Harding toy?
The guy that he's mimicking.
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. Evel Knievel.
Let's go around that. Oh, okay, fine. Let's not go around the table.
Yeah, let's go
around. None of these jokes will be funny.
Yes, you were saying Tonya Harding. Oh, yeah. I like that because of the jumps.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
I said Fonzie because he jumps the shark.
Oh, Fonzie's kind of like baby Evel Knievel.
That's true.
Yeah, I feel like you're too young to really know Fonzie, though.
So this Travis Pastrana, who, as Bars mentioned, was creating iconic jumps of Evel Knievel's.
Recreating, not creating.
Well, yes. In that he was recreating them, but actually every single jump he tried to best Evel Knievel.
Yes.
So he added additional cars or additional distance.
Except for
so
overseas.
He was creating new jumps in that regard.
And the other thing was really disappointed is he didn't bet when he walked out of Caesar's Palace and then take a shot of bourbon and then go jump.
No, sadly he didn't. But he wore
Evel Knievel did though.
Similar suit to Evel Knievel. He rode a similar bike to Evel Knievel.
No capes.
Yes.
And his three jumps consisted of a 143 feet jump over 52 crushed cars that were stacked three high, a jump over 16 Greyhound buses, which shouldn't have been too difficult because those things are always fucking stationary. And a third jump was a recreation of Evel Knievel's attempt to clear the fountain at Caesar's Palace. Knievel wiped out on the landing and was hospitalised with multiple broken bones. But Pastrana soared over the fountain and landed on the landing ramp and then celebrated
with a Caesar salad.
With a Caesar salad in the fountain. He jumped in the fountain. Yes, I'm not sure if he had a Caesar salad or not.
I should have jumped over the fountain.
Yes, well.
He jumped over and then in.
Trump blasts who in all caps tweet?
Everyone.
Mark Turner.
I said Jay-Z.
Oh, good one.
Because these are all caps.
Oh, Kanye, though, would be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So the real answer being?
Iranian president.
Yes, yes. Anyone want to paraphrase the tweet, or should I just read it out, or should we just go on to the next headline?
We're going never same ever stuff. Threaten us again or suffer the consequences. Biatch. Never seen before.
AKA Q World War III.
AKA don't look over there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ayatollah Amal Larijani, Iran's chief judiciary official, said Trump's remarks were not unexpected from a foolish person like Trump. Couldn't have put it better ourselves. And finally, a World Cup for France is a win for who too?
Baguettes.
Baguette sales are on the rise. Anyone know? Anyone heard the story?
What's the World Cup?
It's a win for Thai kids in a cave.
Because they couldn't travel there, so they had to suffer with Liverpool jerseys instead.
Unbelievable. Africa. Did you guys not hear this story?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw it on NPR.
We're just being obnoxious.
Oh, okay. Only our pisshead hasn't heard it.
I've heard it. But I'm not sure I've heard... I need you to get to the version, because the version that I've heard has been dealing a lot with racism.
Yeah, cutting to the chase, 23 of the players that France took to the World Cup, 12 of them are of African descent, coming from Cameroon, Morocco, Senegal, lots of other countries that Trump's never heard of.
Hates anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a shithole.
Obviously, if you're born in France, you're French. If your parents born in France, or your grandparents, it goes back as far as grandparents. If you go beyond that, then you're not eligible to play for that nation, the nation in which you now reside. Interestingly enough, well, I think it's interesting. This is where we'll insert cricket. And Bars is getting his phone ready. You can actually represent any nation at youth level, right through to, I think it's U21 or U23. It's only once you play a full international game that you're then bound to that country. So
anyway. I found that interesting.
Thank you. You can come back now.
Yay.
Yes, Trevor Noah drew the ire. Comedian Trevor Noah drew the ire of French ambassador to the US, Gerard Araud, by suggesting France... owed Africa something, essentially, for
players. France's win was a win for Africa.
Yeah, essentially.
Yes.
So
although he did make a good point. That Malian guy who climbed the outside of the building and saved the baby, yeah, when he went up, he was an immigrant. When he came down, he was French.
And had he dropped the baby?
He'd have been an immigrant as well. A child-killing immigrant.
That's the part of the story I heard all through World Cup and prior. They're like, yeah, when we win, we're French. Yeah. But whenever we lose, it's a team full of immigrants.
The same is true of Andy Murray. When he wins Wimbledon, he's British. When he loses, he's Scottish. And that brings us to scores. Gosh, I'm not sure how to slice and dice that round.
It's very obvious.
Who was accurate? Okay, nobody. Who was funny? Nobody.
I would prefer accurate with the crop circle.
You were. You did such a good job.
I even translated the Russian word. Of course, I have some Russian connections. The Russian word appropriately.
Final point. Eminem. We're going to give you a very neat and tidy 50.
Okay.
Congratulations.
That is a lot of points.
I'm feeling very generous. It is summer and my birthday, and I have beer to drink. So let's wrap this up. Banshees! I couldn't even do it. I tried to get 50 something. 45!
Yay!
So close.
And I was going to suggest we sing Happy Birthday to Mark.
No, we shouldn't.
Nope.
Screw that. We can't afford that.
Yeah, because that's like, we have to break trademark.
Right.
Yeah, I'm quickly. But right. Thanks to Required Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and Troy Lake Radio, who air our show on their various formats. We'd also be so grateful if you'd like us wherever you get your podcasts, and if you subscribe, you won't miss Season 3 when it drops in October. Before I go on to thanking our panelists, I do want to give Melody a quick opportunity. She is a legitimate stand-up comedian. I want to give her an opportunity to tell us where she's going to be here over these next couple of weeks, in case anyone here in Colorado Springs wants to go check her out.
Awesome. Well, I do have a monthly show, so it doesn't matter when this is airing. If you want to come the first Saturday of the month at Gold Camp Brewing Company, that's my locals till last call. And then I also have the third Thursday of the month up in Windsor, Colorado, and that's Highbrow Comedy at High Hops Brewing. And then if you are in town on September 13th, 14th, or 15th, I'll be hosting at Looney's Comedy Corner.
That's excellent. Yeah, definitely check out Melody. She's fantastic. We've really enjoyed having her on the show, and you should get out and see her and support her if you live in Colorado Springs or anywhere in Colorado where you can easily get to the Springs. Thanks to our other panelists, Carrie, Laura, and Bars. And I want to finish up with something from Twitter. From one of my favorite followers, actually, a guy called Andrew Hunter Murray, who's at Andrew Hunter M. He's one of the hosts of a really fantastic podcast called No Such Thing as a Fish. You should definitely check that out as well. He said, "Dear America, we have your president. If you do not send us $30 million in unmarked bills by 8 p.m. British Standard Time on Friday, we will let him return to you." Your host, this has been your Whistle Stop Week. Enjoy the rest of your summer, and we'll see you when we return in the fall. Goodbye.
Das war dann ja, Comrade.